Going on, men. It's your boy Crimson. Check this shit out.
Nevada Rangers, enjoy your stay. Your spine shattered, and your soul has been caved in by this fossil fuel truck over here. But you just learned a valuable lesson. In Nevada, they will only let you fuck around a little bit, but you will find out a lot, apparently. That's right, boom! They big mad, by the way. These eco-terrorists are big mad. They're big surprise and big shock that this happened. They set up a climate, mostly peaceful blockade in the middle of the fucking desert, on the way into Burning Man, in the middle of nowhere, and they trapped miles and miles and miles of people, and the cops rolled in and destroyed them, and of course, they're upset about it, because they're only trapping you in the middle of the desert, risking your life, overheating in the middle of the desert. They're doing it for Mother Gaia, everybody. They care so much about Mother Gaia!
Now, check this shit out. Hold
on. Quote, for the vast bulk of the U.S. corporate media, there's no sense that stuck in traffic gridlock, desperately trying to flee the flames. Some survivors say they were only able to escape was by blowing past government barriers by car or on foot.
Nearly 1,000.
So, barricades. Something I'm familiar with, something that I used to do. They're designed to stop traffic. They're designed to stop or impede or direct traffic. Now, why was the cops and every wildfire that I've ever, you know, did research on, why were they always just following orders? Why were they always just blindly following fucking shit orders? And then when you look at the police chief, who's always doing these interviews, he always looks like a piece of shit. Like a no tolerance, no bullshit, like fuck, like do as I say, not as I do kind of fucking guy.
1,000 fire victims remain missing and unaccounted for. However, as one user on Twitter pointed out, mainstream media just isn't that plugged into the story. To Stacey and
Glenn Greenwald, what the current president and government are doing 3 years into...
Hold on. I don't know if I could find the video of the fucking police chief from Maui. But basically, the guy literally didn't give a flying fuck. He didn't give a flying fuck about those people. Now, people of Maui believe that they have directed energy weapons, you know, that destroyed their land. You know, when you're desperate for answers, you'll look at shit like that and hyper magnify on it, because it's the only logical conclusion, but it isn't. And you'll see why.
Color blue.
Operation Blue Roof and the FEMA self-help program, while similar, use two different materials. Provide temporary protection for the roofs of residential structures.
Hold on. I don't know. Alright, this took place, I think, in 2018?
Managing the emergency. Isn't that what you guys are getting paid for? When that's your job. I see you up there nodding off up there. You're falling asleep on the job and you have abandoned us in this community. We're a part of Maui.
Do you see what I mean? What did I tell you before, guys? These politicians don't give a flying fuck about you. They don't see your loss. They don't give a fuck about you. But that's what you voted for. Anytime I hear a politician make promises, where they have no track record or history of doing or keeping any of their fucking promises, I fucking blow past them. But people fucking love being told. Like women, they love being lied to. They love it. They love the sound of it. Sounds good, right? But if there's no actions to back that up, it means nothing.
No, I'm not done talking yet. That you abandoned this community. Don't worry, we're covered. We have plenty of water and food right now because our community stepped up. But you failed us, and we won't forget that.
I just want to point out that he has not made eye contact with anybody in this
crowd. We're not going to be able to micromanage every single aspect of it. Quite frankly, we can only be in one place at one time.
So he's basically ignoring what could possibly be a proactive way, but...
If my house burned down, I would feel very, very irritated as well. But remember this. Remember this.
Get him off the microphone.
We weren't going to get into this, but since you're going to make an issue of it, up at the valley, you guys don't want to be able to follow all of the rules and regulations.
Oh, he's going
the
there. He's going there.
So
you guys don't
have to get all the permits. If you follow all the rules that are established for everybody, we wouldn't have a lot of this problem.
Hold the mic!
See what I mean? They expect you to live by those rules and standards. I mean, they never gave a fuck about you, dude. And because they kept pulling resources and money from the taxpayers, it never was allocated to the proper places like, you know, maintaining the infrastructure, which is the reason why they embedded that county with tons of rules. Instead of getting the right people, they put tons of rules on the citizen to follow, and when the fucking citizen didn't follow it, bad shit happened. They did it to them fucking selves, dude. Now, let's say it was a directed energy weapon. Let's go down that route. Why? Apparently it was going to be a satellite city. It was going to be like the city of the future. The next Atlantis. And they were protesting and going up against it. And then all of a sudden the fire just came out of nowhere. Fucking swept through. Melted everything. You allowed those millionaires to come in. None of their houses were burned down. Because they lived next to the water. They literally kept you in.
Mike, pull the mic!
The video you just saw was actually from 4 years ago, almost to the day after, you guessed it, another massive fire hit the island of Maui. Check out the headline from this Washington Post article. A terrifying fire struck Maui in 2018. Officials were warned of a repeat. Maui officials promised to improve fire safety following the near deadly blaze, but didn't broadly act, according to an investigation by the Post. Comparing the 2018 fire to the most recent blaze, the article says, "The first time, the lack of warnings and chaotic evacuations spurred residents to question their leaders' response, preparation, and transparency. The second time, some of the same problems repeated themselves." Now check this out. A heated town hall on August 29th of 2018, recorded on Facebook, captures the raw emotions 5 years ago. For 3 hours, angry and emotional residents peppered Mayor Alan Arakawa and other state and county officials with questions. Why didn't Maui Electric shut off the power given the high winds and their equipment having caused other fires? Why didn't emergency staff sound their all-hazard sirens? Why did firefighters lose water? Why was there not an evacuation plan? Why did their cell phones not get alerts? Why, after the fire, did the county not quickly provide the displaced with assistance, instead forcing their community to fill the gap? Now, in the aftermath of the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century, people in the Lahaina area are again asking the same questions, further challenging recent statements made by county and state officials that nobody saw this coming, that this has never happened before. Despite promising they would take action, Maui County leaders did not make wildfires a priority after 2018, a Washington Post investigation has found, even though their hazard plan stated that West Maui has experienced more wildfires than any other community planning area over the last 20 years. Now, this part is really enraging. The agency's administrator, Herman Andaya, also did not act on recommendations by residents and others that the county broaden its outdoor warning sirens to include wildfires. At county meetings, he called the system a, quote, last resort. Emergency officials, again, did not activate those sirens on August 8th to alert Lahaina residents of the approaching fire, a decision Andaya repeatedly defended before he resigned. Kevin McCarthy is calling for an investigation into the federal government and President Biden's response to the Maui wildfires. McCarthy asked, how could you lose that many Americans in today's age?
We've got disasters going on in this country. We saw the devastation that has happened in Maui, the need to go there. But I'm very concerned about the response. We still have hundreds of individuals that are missing. I think there's going to have to be a congressional investigation in response to what happened now. How could you lose that many Americans?
All right, let's see if I can find the set. Oh, here we go. Look, now, if you're a police officer working underneath this asshole, right? Well, I'm fucking talking to the wrong crowd. Because I know all of you guys would step up and do something different. Check this out.
The people of Maui continue to grieve those.
And so let me answer it like this. There is going to be a very detailed long after action. Might be the longest after action that's ever been. Every data point is going to be scrubbed and looked at and meticulously gone through.
By the way, apparently, I didn't know this, but he was the police chief when that fucking shooting happened at the Wynn.
It's our community. It's our people, too. And so I say that is, let us right now do what we need to do and let the after action do what it needs to do. But I can tell you that we did everything we can to make sure that we preserve life and protect each other. And so we've already found that some of the false reports on the direction of travel were not correct. We were getting people out of the area. We were forcing people not to go at a certain point down Front Street because it had already gotten too late. And so the efforts were to get people away from the fire and away from the danger.
So they weren't directed down campus.
They were not directed toward the danger.
And that's only half.
You see what I mean? The guy's full of shit. You can totally fucking hear it and see it in his face. He's got this blank expression. He never fucking blinks. And then when he's told that they were being directed to the fires, he fucking steps up and repeats himself that they weren't. Does that look like a man who has compassion? Does that look like a man who gave a fuck about his community? Or does that look like another guy who's just looking to retire? He fucking went to Maui just the same reason that everybody goes to, like, Oceanside or Huntington Beach. They go there to have an easy fucking job. And then when shit goes down, they don't do shit. They take it out on the citizen because you guys weren't supposed to fucking act out of line. You guys were supposed to make their jobs easy. Now it was supposed to be an easy place to maintain. But now look what you did. You made their job harder for them. That's the way they see it. Can't tell you how many cops I hear fucking talk down on fucking citizens, and you look at them and you're like, motherfucker, did you forget that you're one of us? You're law enforcement. Your job is to enforce the law, not be above it, not be one with it. Enforcing the law doesn't give you the power to fucking destroy somebody else's rights. I mean, I can get into it, dude.
Half the story. Evacuees have also given us video of road and lane closures to the south. The chief of police has not responded to a direct request to clarify what he meant by a false report of road closures.
As we've discussed on previous videos, John Pelletier certainly has a black cloud of bad luck that follows him wherever he goes.
The Valley Isle's top cop under fire tonight for creating what some say is a hostile work environment.
This all comes after months of complaints.
Boom. What did I just fucking tell you? Those cops were following orders, right? Thinking that they were doing the right thing because they were fucking told to. Why would anybody follow something so fucking stupid and so retarded unless they were threatened with something, with retaliation, firing, you know, having your, you know, if your family's on the line and you're doing a shit job, how many of you guys have fucking worked that shit job until you found something different and you fucking capitulated to every dumb order they gave you? I keep telling you guys, these fucking cops don't realize that they're doing something stupid because a lot of the time they're worried about losing their fucking job. And why does that happen? Because we vote these fuckers in. And here's the thing, I just showed you a series of videos of politician after politician after politician fucking just not giving a fuck about their community. They did it to themselves, and now they're trying to blame directed energy weapons instead of blaming their fucking hand for checking those fuckers in. I don't feel bad, man. I don't. They put these corrupt motherfuckers in power, and now that they fucking did something corrupt, they're up in arms wondering what the fuck just happened. How could this happen to our community? I'll tell you when this all started for me. When I realized it was my fault. When I left Huntington Beach, California, a lot of the old-timers were going to those city council meetings and trying to prevent this one piece of property that was almost like swampland from being developed on. And the reason being is because it was going to skyrocket the rent, and it was going to, you know, basically bring in all these mega structures, like these mega apartment complexes that reach up to like 10 stories tall. And Huntington Beach was like, dude, we're not having that in our small community. We don't give a shit how long the Montgomery Wards has been there. You know, we don't give a shit how long the Mervyn's has been there. You know, just sitting, rotting there, taking up space. We're not selling out our community. Like, the reason why it's affordable and the reason why people come here for the tourism is because it's such a small town and it's easy to get by. It's affordable. So that's when I left, because I thought, I need to make something. My family needs help. And when I came back, like about 5 or 6 years later, or 4 or 5 or 6 years later, it was a completely different town. I didn't even recognize it. And then when I tried to go downtown, I think it was like during COVID, I just wanted to go to the beach and get some fresh air and just look at the waves and just kind of like let go of shit. They closed the pier. They closed the beach. They closed everything. And I almost got arrested because they told me that I couldn't be on the beach. And I just looked at them like, why? I've lived here my whole life. You know, I came back from Los Angeles to pay my respects to this place. And they said, yeah, the beach is closed. I was like, there's nobody around me. Like, who the fuck would I infect? And they're like, that's not the point. The beach is closed. And I'm like, dude, that's never happened. We never had the beach close. So they just basically told me that I got two options, either get arrested or leave. And of course I left. I was fucking furious. And I looked at them and they gave me this smug look like, ha ha ha, we got you, motherfucker. I'll never forget that moment because the choice that I made when I left was to put my trust and faith and my vote into the power of the people that were there. And it wasn't enough. So because of my fucking dumb choice to leave, and it wasn't just me, it was a lot of people that were leaving. You know, the rent was getting a little too high, it was getting difficult to live, fucking hard to find jobs. We left because that was our way of trying to survive. And it was like our fault. Because as soon as the bills got passed to build on those structures or on those plots of land, Democrats moved in and fucked up the town. That was my wake up call. So, lesson learned. Guard your heart.